My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called Sometimes Our Breakthroughs Are at a Vulnerable but Pivotal Moment. It's officially October, fellow professional women. Have you gotten your pumpkin spice lattes yet, or your pumpkins and apples from the farmer's market? I'm always amazed at this time of year how many pumpkin-flavored items are out there. I'm also amazed at how this time of harvest can also be a time of letting go and releasing. We also sense the change in seasons and weather, and maybe even a change in us. I've been noticing this over the last few weeks while I'm trying to balance the next stage of FSW and enrolling new members in the fall cohort of the ZPB. It's a time of letting go of fears too, but I'm still hanging on to a few. How to carry on when we feel vulnerable. I'm sure you've noticed over the months how expensive basic needs are and living here at home and around the world. So many of us are pinching pennies and trying to figure out how we're going to keep going in a tight economy. As a business owner, I'll admit the worry is there not only for my clients, but for myself even. And over the weekend, I had a mini meltdown because of financial stressors. Long story short, the Mastiff puppy swiped the older dog's food off the table, which also had her medicine in it, which triggered my tears and being upset at her consuming $5 of food and supplements. Luckily, nothing was harmful to Freya, but she got time out and I was so pissed. One, I don't like dogs on tables. It's just a rule I've had for more than a decade of dog ownership. Two, she knows how to leave it just fine when she has a treat in front of her. It's the listening when there is no treat. The point is, Waterworks came and boy, was I feeling vulnerable. Not only is dog food up in price, meds, supplements are too. More importantly, as my business is built so far on a program-based income model, there's a lot riding on my own success. And I hate sleazy selling down to my soul and bones, y'all. You can see the conundrum. So while sobbing, I told my spouse that maybe I should just go get a job for consistent funds. But then more tears came because I'm finally doing my deep, soulful work in this business versus what I went through with previous jobs. I still worry about getting clients because, hello, I'm not as popular or known as some founders, one of which started a business that rhymes with tanks. Releasing the vulnerability to allow for the breakthrough. After sobbing, processing, and releasing tension and tears, we talked further about this soul-stirring work and giving it more time. To be honest, my enrollment deadline for the fall cohort is 10/14, so there's plenty of time for members to still be enrolled. But you know how, when we're at a turning point or leveling up, we panic? Or we get in our own heads and nervous systems about failing big time? That's where I was at, my friends. And guess what? I'm still nervous about selling. Probably will be until FSW is the next tanks. But with my summer cohort member finding huge success and clarity in the program, did I remember that? Nope. I was just worried about the very real vulnerability of selling again. That's why I can tell this is my lesson from the universe. This is my takeaway for this season. Discovering women who would be a good fit for the program and continuing to sell from the soul, not from egoic sales pitches we've all been taught to do. So I keep serving with the written word, in collaboration and support, And I also keep grounding myself in the knowledge that I have a lot to offer women who want to lead their lives in a whole new way for the years to come. Paying attention and supporting your breakthrough. When you feel yourself in panic mode, my friends, first, take that time to release your tensions or talk about your worries with someone to get out of your own reptile brain. Second, see the release of vulnerability as a breakthrough in and of itself. Then, as you witness your wisdom and aha moments that follow, those are also breakthroughs. So, whenever you feel at a low point, tap into your experiences and self-knowledge, because you've already made it through vulnerabilities before. You've taken risks, as I have, and we're a lot smarter than we give ourselves credit for. Plus, we have what it takes to make strides in life. Do I feel 100% confident in selling the next cohort spots? I'd be lying if I said yes. But as I've wrapped up the last week of live lessons today, I feel buoyant. That's the breakthrough, as is the knowledge that you and I can rinse and repeat what we know, how we did it, and the goals that lie ahead, even if we felt vulnerable at the same time. Let me know what you think about this. You can always drop a comment on femininesagewisdom.com and let me know how this resonates for you. If you're feeling inspired, look for more updates. And if you want a direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle, and you can sign up for that at femininesagewisdom.com. As always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one, and I'll chat with you soon. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at femininesagewisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within.